Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Gab Radio Network.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about being here with you today as we visit with our new friend, Jack Tewol. Jack is the president of MedPod, which is MedPod Mobile Doc is the service that they provide, and I'll get him to tell us about that in just a little bit. Jack, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for that good report that you gave us earlier on the circumstances of the healthcare system we have these days. But you were telling us that you believe, as we've seen in other cases in the last 20 years, where we're transitioning. And the whole world is transitioning, Jack, from an analog approach to solutions to a digital approach to solutions. Now, oftentimes, the thing that needs to be solved is still an analog thing. And the old solutions are all what I'm calling analog. But our leadership, our so-called leadership, they're still thinking analog. And while they're trying to deal with all that, the digital world is going around them and creating solutions. The question is, are people going to accept that? Is it going to be able to fit into our marketplace? Those kinds of things, those are issues you're dealing with your innovative medical services, isn't it?
Absolutely. But we've actually done a whole bunch of surveys, and it's unbelievable as to the acceptance levels. It's, you know, it's 90% plus across the board of acceptance of the patients and consumers of healthcare. And I think that's one of the changes is that we're starting to call, patients consumers. They're customers. There's a very customer-friendly approach to healthcare today. When I first started talking about that back in the early 2000s, people were making fun of me. It's a patient, it's not a customer, it's not a consumer. And, you know, today it's actually recognized as consumer-driven healthcare. So the comfort and the acceptance of the patients in this new system is absolutely there. They've been looking for solutions that really have become very convenient, and that's exactly what MedPod creates and then gives to the health system in their local area.
Walk us through how this works.
So MedPod essentially is a bunch of physical access points. They're literally pieces of equipment and technology that couple together with a network, a software-based network, that at its core enables telemedicine. So telemedicine would be the big feature of MedPod. But we have different types of physical access points that enable healthcare. I'll give you more than one example of the mobile doc. The mobile doc is actually a whole bunch of professional medical equipment inside of a travel case, so that like a rolling travel case you can take on a plane or put in the back of your car, that could be brought into a patient's home or any other type of environment that has the same level of quality as you would find in the urgent care or in many hospitals, for that matter.
Where this would be for people who can't get out, and having gone through the end of life with my mother and my father, having dealt with all that and been part of the management of all that, I can see where something like this would have been huge.
It absolutely is. And I'll give you a real example. We have a mobile doc unit that has actually been in service with New York State as part of a pilot program for the developmentally disabled. So probably one of the most difficult populations to deal with.
Right.
A very, very expensive population to deal with. And we literally created a new, what we call a pathway. It's a new delivery pathway. And that pathway essentially, when you call 911, normally we call 911, a transport would come and pick you up, an ambulance would come pick you up, take you to the emergency room.
Right.
100% of the time in that population. About 50% of the time they would get admitted at cost, literally
very expensive,
all in cost of between $10,000 and $15,000.
Well, $1,000 just for the ambulance.
So 1,000 for the ambulance and another 1,000 minimal on the ER department. Plus, if you get admitted, it's $15,000 on the admission.
So this solves, so this cuts that way down, right?
Completely. I mean, we've actually been able to reduce 81% of admissions to the emergency room using the mobile doc coming right into the home.
This is a doc in the box, so to speak, a diagnostic situation in a box. Capability in a box that the technician hooks up to the person and communicates back to a doctor in a hospital somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. So so it's a low level technician.
Eyes and ears and hands on the ground.
Absolutely. And you have the cognitive skills of the physicians or anyone within
right.
that.
Where are you? Where is this capability available right now?
So it's being used right now in New York State as part of this developmentally disabled program. That was the first program.
How long is it going to take to roll this out nationally?
It's already starting to roll out. So we have customers, around the country that are starting with that particular product.
Who are the customers? When you say customers, who are they? Not the patients. Who are they?
So they're health systems, they're operators. In some cases, they're urgent cares, depending on the region.
How much coverage do you expect to have in 5 years?
I think we'll have many thousands of units out
from
the
your mouth. From your mouth to God's ears, this is something that's really needed. I need your website, please.
The website is medpodhealth.com.
Medpodhealth.com.
MEDPOD Health. Dot com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Jack, keep us posted on how things are going. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks. Jack Taywheel, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. What a good report. This is the kind of stuff we need these days. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.